All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I'm joined with Clint Winters, the creator of Canoladine, one of my most favorite supplements now that I take every day. Clint, thank you for joining me. I guess you call yourself a medical scientist.
Yep. By trade, yes, sir.
You know, you sent me some other products. I don't know if we're going to go into that, but besides Canoladine, like Phytotest, and let me tell you, I need more of that, by the way. I need more of the Phytotest. I'm really loving it. It's everyone knows, and I just want to talk on this real quick because I've noticed some differences in my libido and my energy. What can we talk about Phytotest just for a second?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, because I love Canoladine, but I want to talk about this because I have a lot of friends that don't believe me when I tell them, dude, I'm noticing something, an uptick in my libido, in my energy. And I believe it's the Phytotest because that's the only thing I've done different. I'm taking a lot of supplements, but since I've been adding the Phytotest, I've noticed a kick in my libido. I was on hormone replacement therapy. I was on testosterone. I've been off since April. Now, the reason I'm talking about this is because I've noticed a difference since I've started taking the Phytotest where I'm not craving to get back on the testosterone supplementation. I was taking it synthetically, and you know, everyone knows you go through spikes up and downs. I hold a lot of water weight. The Phytotest, I'm not holding any water weight, and I've noticed an uptick in my energy and libido. Can you speak on that just for a sec?
Absolutely. Yeah. So Phytotest is interesting because that also has a personal connection to me as far as how I kind of developed that ingredient. So when I was struggling with weight gain and weight loss, as you probably know, it just wrecks your testosterone levels. So just like crushed. And I was super low. And when I was going to go on synthetic, but I also have an existing heart condition called AFib. So
I have it too. I don't have it anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't have it anymore.
I haven't been tested in a while. I probably should go back and test, but back at that point I did, and it became a barrier. And I know that it's a barrier for a lot of men who are wanting to maybe try something like synthetic and can't get cleared to medically do it. So I started to dive in doing a lot of my research, and pine pollen, this is gonna sound crazy, but pine pollen, the pollen that gets on your car and like pine pollen has natural testosterone in it that is compatible with human testosterone because it's actually a sexual matter. So if you think about it, it's being transported to pollinate plants. So pine pollen actually has active testosterone inside of it. The issue is just the pollen itself, it's not concentrated enough to actually make a difference. But I was like, wait a minute, I already figured out dual polar extraction for Canoladine. What if I took the extraction process, applied it to pine pollen to enhance an active ingredient? And where does that bring us? And what it brought us is about 80 nanograms of testosterone per dose of Phytotest. So what you're actually getting is, it's not a booster. It's not one of these ingredients that increases your natural production. It is actual naturally occurring testosterone in a liquid format that you're taking inside the body. So instead of taking a huge amount that you would take with like synthetic, and even if you're on TRT, let me explain that. What I mean by a huge amount is you have to give yourself a lot to have a small amount trickle down to your free stores, which is what we're trying to actually increase. Because that's the amount that matters for us as men is going to be your free testosterone level. So what happens with synthetic is you take quite a bit, small percentage drips down, it increases that number. With naturally occurring testosterone, the way it actually interacts with the body, it increases your free levels without having to take a lot. So that's why you're able to take in a smaller amount through Phytotest and have noticeable results without the side effects.
So how long does it last in the body, in the human body? So when you put it under your tongue, how long does this, the Phytotest last for?
Yeah, so it's going to be just a few days. So it's going to have to be a daily use regimen. So it's not
So
a
you got to take it every day.
yes, yeah,
I've
just
been
like
taking it once every
normal.
couple of days.
Correct. Yeah, I take it daily. I mean, I would add it daily, just like your regular regimen. Just, I take
Okay.
mine in the morning.
You gotta have to send another bottle of
Yeah,
Mount.
I will. I
And not only that,
will.
yeah, I had atrial fibrillation too. And when I quit drinking, I believe that was the answer, because when I quit drinking, it reversed. I went back to the heart doctor. I wore a monitor. They were asking me, what are you doing? Because you don't have atrial fibrillation anymore. So I that's the only thing I can contribute that to. But also, I've stopped taking the just recently I've stopped taking the testosterone replacement therapy, only because I was bloating. I didn't like the way I felt, and I was getting high blood pressure, and that obviously took away the high blood pressure. The only thing I've been doing different now is the phyto test. I've been taking the phyto test along with the canolidine. Let's jump to the canolidine real quick. This is a very important for my audience, because I want them to know that there are answers out there, but you may have to stop bad habits first. Like, I had to quit drinking. I had to quit taking painkillers. I had to stop the testosterone. You got to stop the bad habits to allow these products to work properly in your life. If you're mixing it all together, there's no point, right? Am I right in saying that?
You're absolutely right. Yeah, you can't. You have to, if nothing else, especially if we're talking about specifically someone who's taking painkillers for pain, at least put yourself on a schedule to wean yourself off. So you can use something like canolidine to naturally manage your pain, so you can wean off the synthetic, which ends up being really, really bad for you and addictive and everything else.
So the canolidine you put under your tongue is sublingual, like the phyto test. I'm taking both these products religiously, but the canolidine, I'm plagued with back problems, bro. Like, my L4, L5, S1 fusion is a chronic pain for me. It's just the way it is. I got rid of the sciatica, but I still have the chronic pain. I've got to say, since I've been taking the canolidine, I have to take it about, what I've discovered, about 2 to 3 times a day is what I take on it. I don't know if that's too much or too little. I don't know, but that's what I take. And I do feel emotionally better to get through the day. I also feel like I'm not concentrating on my pain as I was. And the pain does seem to subside at least 4 to 5 points. If I'm an 8 on the scale from 1 to 10, it drops it down to about a 4 or 5.
Which is huge.
Yeah, it's very
Yeah.
big. But I'm not taking pain pills. You know what I mean? And pain pills, I think a lot of people, I have friends that have back problems. They take pain pills because I think they just want an excuse to get high. That's the only thing I can think of. Because if I wanted, I don't need the pain pills anymore. I don't need them. But if I wanted to use them, it would only be because I want to get high. Canolidine doesn't do that, right? You don't feel high on canolidine.
And the other thing too is that even if you're if you legitimately want to get off pain pills, the problem is since you're adding something synthetic to the body that's performing a function like relieving pain, like we talked about before, your body stops doing that function. So if you then go off the pain pills, your back pain is magnified, or your whatever pain you're dealing with is just magnified. So you naturally go back on the pills. So that's the issue a lot of people face. So even outside of people just trying to get high, you have people legitimately don't want to take pain pills, but they tried stopping and they can't live because they hurt so bad. They're just,
So
that they have.
what would you tell somebody that's on pain pills now, or they're addicted to them, and they're like, man, this sounds really good. I'd love to get on canolidine, but I can't stop the pain pills and I don't even want to risk it. Would you suggest they wean off with taking while taking canolidine, or just how would you go
Absolutely.
about that?
That's exactly what I would suggest is wean. So go ahead and use your dose of canolidine. And also, by the way, to address one thing you said, you can't overdose on canolidine. So what you just did is what a lot of people find. They find their sweet spot of how it works best for your body. Because like we've talked about with you specifically, with the way you've used your endorphins, the way you've used just all your adrenal glands with being an athlete and your lifestyle and everything else, you may have a situation where you need to support them more just because you're more burnt out than someone else is. So where someone else could take it once a day, you may have
So
to take it.
this is good for, I guess you could say, adrenal fatigue.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, because
You know, I've
this is
noticed I'm
power.
here in Vegas right now, right? And I don't have the Canola Dine on me, but I've noticed, you know, I know from the explosive sport that I was in, boxing, and the dopamine hits and the adrenaline. Dude, it was a nonstop roller coaster since, you know, 14 years old to 35 of just dopamine hits, dopamine hits, dopamine hits. And then afterwards, I was drinking, I was drinking, I was drinking, I was taking pills. I was doing just to maintain some kind of high from boxing. Now that that's all over with, I really do feel like I'm suffering from adrenal fatigue. And if I can just feel elevated during the day, that's a win for me. That's like a win. If I can just feel like energy to go through the day. I have a lot of friends that fight in the UFC, that are in boxing, that are retired, that don't have those that adrenaline rush anymore, and they're suffering badly, and they don't listen to me. I'm like, man, you got to try some of this Canolidine. You got to get on it, you know. And a lot of them are on drugs. A lot of them are drinking because there's just no answer. There's just for them, the only answer is, you know, maybe cocaine or drinking or whatever, just to feel some kind of stimulation. You're saying no, that the answer is Canolidine, correct? This is the answer.
Correct. And what you described, think about it like this. I mean, we've talked a lot about drugs and things like that too. So if you start taking drugs, you start to raise your tolerance, right? Same thing with alcohol. Well, because of your lifestyle and the sport you were in, you're essentially raising your tolerance for all these brain chemicals. So now just the living average life, for something that might be exciting for someone else, to you, it's like you need more. So what Canolidine is going to do to help you is reset that chemical process, allow you to use more of the chemicals, the endorphins that are there to help you feel those good feelings. And it's truly like a reset. I mean, that's the great part about it. So people use it for pain, but you're right. The essentially the side benefit of it is going to be a better mood, a better overall, outlook on life. And that's something that I feel and something I hear over and over again from
You
people
know,
using it.
there's a part in that movie. I don't know if you've seen that movie, Hurt Locker, where the guy's like in a grocery store, just kind of walking around like in a daze, like, well, I'm not supposed to be here. He was so used to disabling bombs and like putting himself in the line of fire and the battlefield. Like the guy just could not tolerate or get used to regular everyday life. I feel like that coming out of the boxing world, where my whole life was war, combat, and I just, you know, the depression was so bad for me, especially the first 5 years, where I was just inundating myself with alcohol. Now that I've kind of balanced out, I really did have to quit everything in order to switch into more positive supplements. And it's still a battle, but it's not nearly what it was during those 5, 10 years of just depression and just darkness. So I really, you know, I'm really asking people, if not begging them, you've got to give this a shot, because you only have one life to live, and it's not worth living in darkness and depression. And if there's anything you can do, is the first step would be to get off it. You're going to go through withdrawals, you're going to go through a hard time, but there are answers like Canolidine for your elevating your mood, for pain relief, and then PhytoTest for testosterone. I have a lot of athletes that watch my show that I get emails from that are like, man, I can't seem to, I'm spiraling out of control. There's no real hope. They don't feel like there's any hope. And I have veterans watching my show that tell me, I just met some here that are like, dude, you're helping us through this very turbulent, tough time. They could help them as well.
For sure. Both those things, especially PhytoTest, obviously for men specifically, but canola. I mean, the one thing that I really want to touch on, and this is something that I've really thought about the past week, just because I really dive deep into the pain industry and how canola is helping people that are using it, obviously that, but to me, pain is a gateway for so many other ailments you experience in life. So when you think about the what kicks off bad health, it's usually a pain event because you might be, going one direction in life, you're working out, you're healthy, you're doing the right things, and then you get hurt, and then you're laid up, and then you stop, and then you get out of routine,
Depression.
and then now you hurt
It could be
worse.
a family death. It could be a car accident. It could be just the life hits you, and then that leads to a cascade of bad habits and
It
events, right?
was like an epiphany. Like I started realizing that most declines in life have something to do with a painful event that sets you down a different direction. And so having the ability to utilize something like Canoldine just as a daily measure, because we support so many other things. We support our heart, we support our brain, we supplement for all these other factors, and Canoldine is built to supplement our ability, our natural ability to ease pain. So if that's something that we can just put into our regimen, we are increasing our ability to deal with the rigors of pain, push through it, and get back to life, get back to training, get back to whatever was keeping us on that goal, instead of kind of diverting off the path. And that's the real power. Yes, we have people who've gotten out of chronic pain. Yes, we have people that have used it and gotten off drugs, huge stories like that. But just the average person that is looking for something to safeguard themselves moving forward to make sure that they don't have that derailing event, Canoldine is huge for that as well.
Yeah, it's big because I mean, from what I've noticed in my life, you're right. It's certain events. Like for me, it was getting not, you know, this right here. Everyone have seen knows that about me. I've been knifed in the throat. That led to depression, and then that led to alcoholism, more alcoholism. That led to getting knocked out in boxing. That led to another knockout. That led to a back injury. It was like a chain of events, and I was going down a one-way road the wrong way 100 miles an hour into a brick wall, man. And it's like if I didn't put up the brakes, make a U-turn, switch gears, and change my life, it would have been over for me. I would have been done. I had to do that. I had no choice. So now that I've done that and turned this Mack truck that was going the wrong way around, I am now going a different way in my life. And realizing there is nothing wrong with being, you know, not only am I drug free or problem, you know, you're always gonna have problems and things in your life that slow you down. But if you could put things in your body that hurt you, you could put things in your body that actually help you and push you into a more positive, light mentality. And you know what I'm saying? So for me, it was like,
Absolutely.
I was just devastated, and now I'm living a different life with these supplements that are helping me, and it really does help. So I got you to thank you. I have you to thank for this. It's been unbelievable for me.
You got it, buddy. And it's so cool to, I mean, I use them, but then seeing what it's done, you know, just out there in the world too. It's the same, like just so many different stories from so many different people. And we talked about Fido now, but we've really only talked about Canoldine. I mean, there's a lot of different formulations out there that can have huge impact. And you said it, if you can put bad things in your body, you can put good things in your body. And so many of the things you put in your body actually affect your mentality, affects the way that your chemicals work, which is crucial because most of life is all perception. You know, it's not a lot around us actually changes. It's the way we see our own reality that changes. And a
You
lot of
know,
that's affected by our health
a
and how
lot
we
of
feel
people
about it.
put, a lot of people say, oh, this is too good to be true, something you put under your tongue. Well, how many of us put something under our tongue or take pills that make us feel a certain way and it's bad for us all the time?
Yeah.
Why couldn't you put something under your tongue or in your body that's good for you and you feel great and it's actually good for you? It's the same thing. Give it a shot, give it a try. How does Canoldine work in the body? How does it? How does it go into our receptor sites? How does this thing even work?
Yeah, so that's the cool part is what Canoldine essentially does is it optimizes your natural endorphin flow in the body. So basically, as you age and as you constantly use your endorphins, which by the way, your endorphins are essentially your natural pain relievers. So to put it into perspective, the endorphin molecule is what every opioid is built upon. It's they model the endorphin molecule when they make pain pills. So they're trying to mimic what endorphins already do in the body. So when you think back to when you're younger and like six, seven, eight, you know, you get hurt, you're banged up for a day, then usually you're healed up, you feel good, you're back on, you know.
So let me guess here. So if you're putting false endorphins into your body or replicating them, you don't need your own anymore.
No, you stop producing them. Your brain literally goes on vacation. Our body is so smart when it comes to use of resources that if you're doing same thing with testosterone, same exact scenario. As soon as you put the synthetic in your body's like, well, okay, I don't need to produce anymore. I'm
I'm
good.
done.
I'm done. And then it goes on vacation. And then so when you stop, it hasn't started back and like you get confused, literally gets confused and goes through periods where it doesn't know what it's doing. And that's why people get so jacked up. And that's why people that quit pain pills and legitimately want to stop are in so much pain that they usually go back because it's not just the pain they're feeling that's magnified because they have zero natural support. So what Canoldine is doing is bringing that natural support back by optimizing your endorphin flow. And it's the only compound that they found in history that does this. It's the only structure that actually works with your natural endorphin flow. They found nothing else like it. So it
So,
has the effects of pain pills without addiction, without feeling high. It just all the things you want to feel from a pain relief standpoint, it gives you that without all the bad things.
but you've said before on other programs, on my program, that there's a scavenger receptor site, right? Can
Yes.
you
Yeah. So
explain
you
that a little bit?
Yeah, so you have essentially five receptors. Four is what we've always known of as far as our pain receptors that we attach to, as far as our opioids and anything we're taking from a pain management standpoint, we're attacking these four receptors. This fifth one was just discovered in 2021, and essentially it was found that this receptor is stealing your endorphins as they're being released from the brain. So your brain is
What would be
releasing.
the purpose in that? I don't understand why your body would do that.
We have weird mechanisms. So, because your endorphins can actually be deployed elsewhere. And that's the theory is as you start to age, your body goes, now your heart needs more support or other things in your body become more important internally that we can't control. And things start to get kind of redistributed. Same thing with testosterone. So when you're younger, it's muscle, it's sex, it's things like that. But testosterone actually plays a part in other functions. So your body, as you get older, goes, you know what? Free testosterone, we're going to send over here. It changes how it's used because how we want to live our life and what our body is telling us it needs to do are not aligned most of the
Right.
time, So that's the issue. So that's the theory behind that scavenger. But what Canoldine does is it basically blocks it. So that scavenger that was stealing the endorphins now is blocked. And the endorphins sail right through. That's why in about
So
7 days.
it allows the free flow of endorphins. That's what
Yes.
it's doing. It's not,
Yeah.
you're not putting endorphins in your body. You're allowing the free flow of your natural endorphins by inhibiting or stopping the receptor site that's stealing them.
Correct. And to give
And
you a
that's
great
all it's doing.
example, that's all it's doing. It's simple as that, but it's powerful because endorphins are 50 times the power of morphine. I mean, that's how strong these molecules are. So if we can use them properly, they're a huge asset. And let me give you another thought as far as people, how they might have experienced endorphins. So obviously right now, ice plunging is huge. People are doing ice plunging all over. Well, what that's doing is it's giving you a huge endorphin release to the point where that scavenger receptor can't possibly steal all of them. So what happens? You get out, you feel good, you feel pain-free, and it lasts a few minutes. And then obviously it dwindles off, but that's really all you're doing is you're creating this huge endorphin release in the brain.
You
So
know that
people are feeling it now.
that's funny you say that. I've noticed a lot of guys that the main people that I know doing that are like 40 and up.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny you say that. I wonder if that's because we lack those endorphins, that that's the only way we get it. Because I don't really, unless they're athletes or are being made to sit in the ice tubs. They're not. I don't see many younger guys doing this. I don't. I you know when I was boxing, all I had to do was take a nap. And I was bouncing back, going and run 5, 6 miles, sparring, training. When I got in my 30s, my recovery became just as hard as my training, to where I wasn't enjoying boxing anymore. It was gotten to the point where, I used to train, get up and run and do that. And then I'd have to go. And then all of a sudden, I needed to take a longer nap. I needed to take pain pills, ibuprofen, sit in the ice bath. It became the whole thing around the clock became miserable. It was miserable.
I mean,
So your body, you know, it changes. And that was like one of the first things I noticed was my recovery was longer and just as painful as the training. Was that because my endorphins weren't boosted anymore, or were they
yeah,
starting really?
that's a huge part of that is your endorphin, which is going to give you that natural relief that allows you to get up and recover and keep going, is declining. And that's why you hear these huge recovery protocols of, like, if you remember, like, Tom Brady talking about what he would do when he was still playing, his crazy protocol. I think LeBron James, spends $1 million a year just on his recovery protocol. So I'd
And
have
every
to
year it
look.
changes probably because you're
Yeah,
aging every
it
year.
gets, I, if you look back to his first year, in the NBA, or Tom Brady's first year in the league, I guarantee it wasn't like that. But you're right, as he's gotten older, he's had to, like, add all these recovery. Becomes
Golly,
a
man.
bigger part than even the training itself, like you said. So that's exactly why, as we get older, and I mean, I'm not a professional athlete, but I train hard, and I'm the same way. I mean, I recover way different today than I did when I was 25. But being able to add things back in, like Canoldyne, now give me an edge to where I can get up and keep going, but I'm still conscious of it. I mean, we still age.
Well, folks, here's your answer right here. It's plain as day. Clint, where can people go to get this product?
So you have a special link. It's trycono.com/sport/Nino. And the cool part is that page GDR setup. It is, I believe they're $29 each, which is a crazy
Not a great
discount. They
deal.
usually sell for like $120 a bottle. So it's basically giving people the opportunity to try it. So kind of back to tie it back to what you said before, even if you don't believe something can work this well, it's a 90-day money back guarantee. Just give it a shot. It's at this point, it has changed hundreds of thousands of lives. It continues to spread. It's something that's becoming a staple in most people's regimen once they use it. So just adding in Canoldyne, it's not just for chronic pain either. It's for, if you train and you want to recover better, if you want to have better workouts, if there's so many different ways you can plug in, this sort of pain relief technology that's not dealing with a chronic issue. If you have that, for sure, give it a shot. But if you're just trying to feel better throughout the day with the aches and pains and bumps and bruises and soreness and all that stuff that keeps you from training, add it in. It's huge.
I think you should put it, you should start promoting it in recovery clinics, man. You're good. I think that's a good angle right there. Just my opinion. Folks,
Yeah.
Clint, I'm just saying. Clint
No,
winners,
I
folks.
agree. It's the whole farmer issue that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the route I would go just as
Yeah,
well. Clint winners, thank you so much for joining me. It's always awesome. Try this product, folks. You have nothing to lose. You got 90 day trial. So give it a shot. Thank you, Clint, for joining me.
thanks, buddy.